The Pioneering Transformation of Building 42 in the Charlestown Navy Yard. The main image is an historic photo of a massive complex known as Building 42 in the former Navy Yard. It was the largest structure in the yard and housed the machine shop, foundry, and forge. The complex consisted of immense two-story brick buildings at either end, connected by a long one-story building. The two-story buildings had full-height arched windows surrounded by large granite blocks. A tall, slender chimney, for the boiler house that powered the complex, towered over the courtyard. The buildings comprising today's Paris Landing are no stranger to change. Designed by Joseph E. Billings and completed in 1858, they featured his signature style of brick construction with monumental arches and granite blocks. The complex housed shops for the building and repair of steam engines and embodied the Navy's shift from sail power to steam propulsion. Machinists, boilermakers, and ironworkers built huge engines, boilers, and propellers for vessels like USS Hartford, the celebrated Union Navy steamer. A century later, technicians inspected castings and welds here using the world's largest X-ray machine. The most dramatic change occurred after the Navy Yard closed in 1974. The massive industrial complex was converted into apartments, Constitution Quarters, whose residents launched a new waterfront neighborhood. Architects Anderson, Nodder & Associates, Incorporated transformed the cavernous space into housing while preserving the historic fabric of Billings' landmark. The defining feature is a spectacular skylit atrium surrounded by six residential levels, inspired by the side galleries of the original shop space. In 2004, Constitution Quarters was converted to condominiums and renamed Paris Landing after Alexander Paris, prominent Navy Yard architect. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a 1921 photo of the interior of the machine shop, featuring two workers posing in front of mammoth steam engines that dwarf them. These are reciprocating steam engines being built for USS Pecos. Next is a black and white photo looking down a cavernous space that runs the length of the machine shop to a two-story arched window in the distance. The space is mostly empty, with pulley hooks hanging from the ceiling in the foreground and debris on the floor. Prominent along the sides are the three-level shop galleries, which inspired and supported later residential floors. This photo reflects the state of the building after its machinery had been removed, but before the Navy transferred it to project developer Immobilier New England. The next image is a color photo of the same space taken from a similar vantage point after it had been converted to an apartment complex. The cavernous space is now a skylit atrium with colored banners hanging from exposed roof trusses. To either side are walkways where the shop galleries had been but now provide access to the apartment units. The photo was taken from a cross bridge that breaks the large space into bays. These features give the former industrial space residential scale. The last image is a color photo of the complex and courtyard after the apartment conversion was complete. Architects removed buildings to recreate the courtyard, where they placed a steel roof structure repurposed as a trellis. On the far side of the courtyard are two connected buildings. Closest to the water is the historic machine shop building with its enormous arched windows. A row of skylights along the hipped roof hints at its new purpose as a multi-floor apartment building. Attached to the machine shop is a 1919 factory building whose small single-pane windows were replaced with larger windows that echo the original proportions.